The Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Mike Hammer, has reiterated the need for clearer and stronger legislation to ensure safer environmental practices, particularly in mining and logging. He's also calling for the establishment of special prosecution units within the Judicial Service to tackle natural resource governance issues. Mr. Hammer was positive that this would help in restoring sanity to the sector by reducing the space of illegal mining and logging. He's speaking on the sidelines of an eco-conference in Accra. Here's a report by Eugenia Dumo.
Environmental protection has been identified as one of the major ways of preserving natural resources for posterity. It is in this regard that government and other international eco-promotion agencies organized this year's conference on investment in forestry and forest carbon in Accra. The forum seeks to boost investments in sustainable forestry, forest carbon, and renewable energy for socio-economic advancement. Forest carbon refers to the carbon dioxide released by trees and other green plants to protect the environment from other harmful gases. It is believed that as the world, especially Africa, loses its forest cover, there will be more changes in the conditions of the atmosphere with time. In order to avoid this, the Minister of Science and Technology, Sherry Aite, who deputized for President Mahama, said it is important that environmental degradation is halted to avoid the effects of climate change on socio-economic development. She said additional funding has been sourced to promote forest carbon in Ghana to check excessive carbon emissions.
The program for reducing emissions from deforestation and forest degradation initiatives in Ghana has already attracted some funding from the Forest Carbon Partnership Facility, and additional funding has been assured under the Forest Investment Program of the World Bank. It is therefore my hope that this forum, which has assembled experts of various disciplines all over the world, will come out with investment opportunities that will assist Africa to enhance its economic development on the continent.
For his part, the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Mike Hammer, said the laws on exploiting natural resources must be strengthened to promote good environmental practices. He said if the existing laws are made more clearer and stronger, its constant violation will be reduced. He also called for the establishment of special prosecution units within the Judicial Service to deal with the challenges confronting the natural resources sector.
I also believe that we have special prosecution units that can prosecute with passion. I remember recently there was some illegal mining offender who was being prosecuted in court, and the sanctions that they measured out to him was to pay a fine, and then the equipment that were seized were returned. If the laws are a little bit deficient and regressive, what do we expect it to do? We believe that given the current global development and emerging trends in the mining sector, there's a need to also, on a continuous basis, review these laws and regulations and make them trendy.
Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Mike Hammer, ending Eugenia Jimenez's report.